We'll get government off your backs and out of your lives. Yeah, but they still want to tell you what magazines you can read, and they still want to tell you what rock lyrics you can listen to, and they still want to force your kids to pray in school, and they still want to tell you what you can say on the radio. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, decided all by itself that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the free speech provisions of the First Amendment to the Constitution. I'd like to repeat that because it sounds vaguely important. The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. And why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi. A Reverend Donald Wildman in Mississippi heard something on the radio that he didn't like. Well, Reverend, did anyone ever tell you there are two knobs on the radio? Of course, I'm sure the Reverend isn't that comfortable with anything that has two knobs on it. But hey, Reverend, there are two knobs on the radio. One of them turns the radio off, and the other one changes the station. Imagine that, Reverend. You can actually change the station. It's called freedom of choice, and it's one of the principles this country was founded upon. Look it up in the library, Reverend, if you have any of them left when you finish burning all the books.
Welcome back to Potential Evidence of Fraud. I'm Damien Rogers.
Ray Siegler.
What do you want to start with this week?
Whatever, man.
Anything?
Anything.
Well, I got a shit toad. I got a shit toad.
Shit pile full of.
Shit toad and news stories.
Shit toad and news stories. Okay.
Let's do that. Okay, this one's kind of strange. Women made to wear bracelets during periods.
What?
A boss in Norway. There you go, Norway. Has forced his females. There's lots of things wrong with Norway. Black metal, for one.
Noise.
A bunch of people hang out in the forest, going, Rawr!
Noise is a great place. It's a great place. They have, what is it, like the highest GDP in the world or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, they're like one of like the most peaceful nations.
They are the most peaceful nation or something like
that. Oh, they
that.
Are?
Yeah. Like the most peaceful nation, like the highest rate of, what is it, intelligence or like, you know, best like school sort of thing, school system, education system.
Fuck Switzerland.
Yeah.
A boss in Norway has forced his female staff members to wear red bracelets during their periods in an attempt to monitor toilet breaks.
Okay.
The man was concerned with time wasting and ordered the women to wear the bracelets to explain why they were using the bathroom more often.
Okay.
The policy came to light in a report by a workers' union in tyrannical toilet rules in Norwegian companies. The Parrot Union report said businesses were becoming so concerned with lost productivity due to employees spending time in the bathroom that they implemented extraordinary rules to deal with the issue.
Mm-hmm.
The report found that 66% of managers made staff ask them for an electronic key card to access toilets, and one in three companies placed toilets under video surveillance. So that's where all those piss videos come from.
No way.
There's so many of them out there. Like, half the time you'll go through a video site with, like, thumbnails.
Yeah.
You know, like a tube site or whatever.
Okay.
And there'll be so many, like, hidden camera fucking, like,
hidden camera piss someone pissing. Shit. Okay.
That's where they all come from. They all come from Norway.
Norway, with tyrannical laws. They put these in to make sure that people aren't skipping up on breaks, and they sell them on the internet for money.
Hell yeah.
It's a win-win situation.
Sorry, I just found another story. I'm just going to open that in a different tab. That's hilarious.
The change on his face was actually amazing. He was like all serious, and then his everything just went in a different direction.
Well, it's funny.
And in like amazement. It was awesome.
Women quite justifiably feel humiliated by being tagged in this way, so that all their colleagues are aware of their intimate details of their private life.
Yeah.
The policy is a clear violation of privacy.
Yeah, I can see why people would be pissed off about that.
Now, I'm half serious when I say that I think this is kind of a good idea. Because, let's be honest,
okay,
periods can be mentally distressing to those involved with both the period and the
those around them.
Yes, so fair all enough. Those involved.
They can understand.
So if you see someone wearing a red bracelet, you're like, all right, I'm just going to stay over here for today.
I'm going to stay for about a week.
You can be over there being all like, rawr! I'm going to be over here being all like, this Lego is like awesome.
Skinning babies. And
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you can skin babies and
eat
get possessed by the devil for your 5 days. And I'll be over here playing with Lego, making an X-Wing. Fuck yeah, Lego X-Wing.
Well, that's an option that I'd prefer to, yeah, play with Lego.
While it works for comic value, it doesn't really
work in a real-life situation. No. It's invasive.
It'd be like having a little thing in a man that beeps every time you get a heart on.
Yeah.
Imagine that shit.
That'd be terrible.
He's just sitting there in the middle of class. He says, beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. They're like, where's that coming from?
Why are you all looking at me?
Oh, and there's like a little patch behind your eye that makes your left eye blink blue. So they just look at you. Beep, beep, beep.
It's like one of those really bad lens flares and like photos and shit.
Yeah, and they're like, Ziggy's got a heart on him again. And you're like, ah, oh, damn it.
It just spreads across the room.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Ziggy's got a heart on. Oh, really? Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, because you've got a heart on, there's like...
That's a cool thing to do, right?
Like, is he the attractive dude in the class? Yeah. Oh. Beep, beep, beep. And because they're all together, it's just... Beep,
beep, beep. Who's off the car alarm?
And the room's just like fluorescent blue. And then there's the one kid in class with a big dick who looks around, sees everyone else with erections, and his table flips over. He's in his eye flashes. His eye flashes red, and he passes out.
Yeah, that guy must have a big dick. Haven't you heard? It's massive. He can't get a hard on without passing out. Oh my! Come down, John Holmes.
All right. This is the one I found.
This is the one that's awesome.
Yeah. Whether the story's going to be as hilarious as the headline.
The headline sounds pretty good.
Okay. Women hid shoplifted goods in their body fat. How awesome is that?
They just got like a pack of Doritos and like just jam it in there.
Two American women have been arrested after they allegedly hid shoplifted goods in their body fat.
Who would want to go through that and check?
Look at their faces though. Clearly they are.
Mm.
Clearly they'd be into that sort of thing. Police in Edmond, Oklahoma, said the pair were caught stuffing items under their belly fat and breasts by workers at a TJ Maxx department store. Notice Max with a double X.
It's like a...
Because they're huge, son! The officers claim Eileen Brown, 28, and Schmecko Thomas...
Schmecko.
Hey, Schmecko, what are you doing over there?
Hey, Schmecko. I'm stealing stuff, putting it on me with hands. In Oklahoma, I got an English accent, I don't know why. Look off!
Had hidden, Jesus Christ, 4 pairs of boots, 3 pairs of jeans, a wallet, and gloves to the value of $2,600.
How do you manage to get the boots in there?
4 fucking pairs, man. That's
six, that's 8
boots. Jesus
Christ. That's a lot of boots. Between the two of them.
How fat are these people?
They have to be huge. To get that much hidden.
Hey, did you see these boots? I'm gonna hide on one of my tits.
If they're that fat, I'm amazed that they can actually move.
They walk around with that fucking thing from Star Wars on the leash with that little thing. It's like, yee!
Oh, like fucking Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt's little pet.
Ah! Yee, boots!
That thing. Fucking thing. Yeah, I can see that.
These two are actually concealing them in areas of their body where excess skin was, under their chest and armpits.
Yeah.
Police allege Brown also had a knife in her purse, which she used to cut security tags. And when they say purse, I think they mean her dirty, flabby pussy.
That's her purse.
It's a coin purse. Still English, don't know why.
I've got help.
Forgive me. You're Father, I've sinned. Okay. Both women are now facing felony shoplifting charges. I think they should be paraded down the street. Be like, look at these disgusting bitches. They were stealing and hiding under their tits and stuff. And under their armpits where there's lots of flabs, like chicken wings. Like a fucking... like a pterodactyl who was really fat.
Caw!
Caw! I'd be like, more like, caw! Caw!
I can't breathe. Let me get my breath back. Have you ever eaten a beef patty with your asshole?
Quicker way to get to the brain. Oh,
they just sound like really fat men.
I'm so hungry. I'll put that one up over there. I'll put the
potato on top. That's such an awesome story. That makes my day. That really does.
That's pretty awesome.
Damn, I thought this one would have a picture, but it doesn't.
Oh, dang.
That's disappointing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good. I'll see if I can find that later.
Okay.
Here's another one of our...
Holy fuck, that guy looks like Putin. No, not him.
He does look like Putin. Look at the guy in the background. He's like, who the hell are you?
They look like Russians, don't
okay.
they?
Now, here's another one of our nice, fun, just a light story, an easy to digest, just a nice story.
About child fucking.
Oh, you ruined it. It was a build-up, man. Global child porn ring busted. Police say they expect more arrests after busting an international network of child exploitation websites, which sold sickening images of youngsters as young as 3 being abused.
Goddamn.
Don't you just love how good people are?
Yeah, I know. It's one of the greatest people in the world.
A global task force of detectives brought down the 230 websites as part of a wider operation, which has led to 30,000 customers being identified in 132 countries and hundreds of arrests. Some of the child exploitation images were likely to have been made in Australia. Federal Police Assistant Commissioner Neil Gorgon? Gorgon? He's Gorgon. Neil Gorgon.
Okay.
I am Gorgon.
Gorgon?
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 Gorgon! Told reporters on Wednesday. Some of the website customers are also likely to live in Australia. God bless us and our goddamn convicts.
Oh, yeah.
All of us, everyone. Except the Muslims. They're convicts in a different way. Nice fucking Muslims.
They're a slave to their clothes.
Coming to our country and open falafel stores. Can't. What we saw with this particular investigation was the bringing down of a sophisticated organized crime group that was responsible for pay-per-view child abuse images being distributed globally. God damn. That's kind of strange.
How do the people find out about these websites, though? Seriously. IRC?
Because surely, things, if you Google child porn, right,
you're not going to find...
No, because, the police would surely daily Google child porn and then shut down whatever they find.
You'd think. Like, anything related to that sort of thing.
This is kind of a peculiar name. They called the investigation Operation Flicker.
Flicker.
Mm.
Okay.
Like, child flicker, maybe?
I don't know.
I flick child dicks or whatever.
I've
seen many a dick in my time, but the best ones are below 6 years old. The
ones I flick are the best ones.
That's the ones I flick are the best ones. Sean Connery was also busted.
The ones I flick are the best penises to flick. I'm a global penis flicking master.
There can only be one pedophile Sean Connery.
I won an award in penis flicking. I flicked a penis 6 meters. I told him it was great.
And then when I wasn't happy with that, I kicked it about 60 miles.
She's kicking it at 60. Fuck
it. My dad, he flicks it and he's like, well, that's not very good at all. He goes up, picks it up, just kicks it. Team Rocket style, it just flies off into the sky.
Ding, ding.
Sean Connery is a god.
Now that's how you kick someone in the dick.
After I get kicking the legend, I won an award by cable tossing though.
It's strange. It's also a little. It's kind of a mixture Malcolm. Between fucking Sean Connery and Malcolm. Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart, you reckon?
Jimmy Stewart.
Ah, yes, please.
Look at that penis guy flying off in the distance there. It looks so beautiful.
So magical.
brings a tear to my eye.
Well, Jimmy Stewart.
It's just they're saying there's more arrests.
Mm-hmm.
Five further arrests in the Ukraine, of course. Fuck the Ukraine. Horrible place. Sorry, any Ukrainian listeners out there?
Yeah, like...
I'm sure that you're the only one.
I'm not even Ukrainian.
Lies. No. I've seen your videos.
No. What? No.
You're like... just like a dancing. You're like, I'm from the Ukraine! And it's awesome!
Do you Ukraine want... is awesome!
You Why think you Asian? Can, but you can get some?
Why am I Asian?
I'm from the Ukraine! And it's awesome! I play PlayStation...
PlayStation 1!
I play PlayStation! PlayStation 1!
In the Ukraine!
You wanna put it?
In the Ukraine!
In my mainframe? Well, you can get me, cause I'm the main man! You bad man. You horrible rides. The investigation's still ongoing. Police are now targeting customers who use a good website. Good, fuck them.
Mm, all 30,000 of them.
Yeah. Fuckers. Hopefully they cut some dicks off.
Somehow down.
I think that should be the case. If you fuck a child, if you jerk off to child porn on the internet, anything to do with children and sex,
you think you should have your dick cut off.
Or chemically castrated. Biochemical castration. The new name of Yankee Doodle.
Yankee Doodle chemical castration.
Remember that? You know, Harvey Birdman. Yankee Doodle hated his name, so he got it legally changed to chemical castration.
Oh, vaguely, yeah.
This sounds really stupid. It sounds like something like
this is rapid fire news story time.
Yeah, okay.
We got nothing to talk about. But it all.
This makes me think of something that's as lame as what's that movie with Kylie Minogue about the BMX bandits? This sounds to me like almost as lame.
Okay.
Newcastle police hunt pajama gang girls.
Okay.
Police have released CCTV...
Where the hooligans?
Oh, God. What is it? They're wearing pajamas! And they look mildly threatening.
Pajamas, kids! Kids!
Fucking British women.
They sound like a kettle boiling.
They're doing...
Okay, no. I would hate to run into that person.
Wouldn't you? You're like, I'm going to kill this bitch.
I'm going to beat this bitch as fuck.
Police have released CCTV, I'm guessing I should say footage, in their hunt.
What did it say? CCTV?
CCTV,
is
yeah.
that? Okay.
Closed circuit.
Yeah, television.
Yeah, it should be footage.
Should be footage.
Nice job, 9MSN. Boom. In their hunt to find a group of pajama-wearing young women preying on people out late at night in Newcastle. The footage taken on 2nd of September...
Were they referred to as ruffians?
No, just pajama-wearing young women preying on people. Footage taken on September 2nd shows what police say are three teenage girls and a male youth walking down King Street.
Okay.
The gang is suspected for several attacks the night the footage was taken, including one on two women who were attacked after leaving the Crown and Anchor Hotel.
Where is this again?
Newcastle.
Okay.
Detectives told the Newcastle Herald they believed the attackers are underage, so they would not be allowed in the city's pub or nightclub, and instead were roaming the streets. The CCTV footage, there you go, you got to write this down, shows a girl in pajama pants set off a business's door alarm before she's joined by another girl in silk boxer shorts, before the other two join, they sprint out of frame.
Why would you walk around London in pajamas? Isn't it fucking cold in, well, not London, but isn't it fucking cold in England? In fucking Newcastle?
I think so. Wait, isn't Newcastle here?
Is it? I don't know. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I thought Newcastle was Australia.
Is it?
I think so.
For some reason I thought they were British. Why would I think they were
British?
Yeah,
it's Crime Stoppers.
You're confusing me.
It's Crime Stoppers. Go to 1-800 number.
You're a jerk.
You're a jerk because you think Newcastle's fucking England.
It should be England.
It probably is in Newcastle,
well,
in England.
It probably is.
Marijuana accused dies in custody.
Marijuana, like, something accused of being marijuana just died, or...?
Hey, are you marijuana? No. Well, I think you are. Get him, Sarge!
You are not. Are you marijuana? No.
Just have a heart attack at that exact time. Hey, marijuana!
Get him, Sarge, before he dies.
I'll get him, see?
Get him, Sergeant Steve!
It's like a bandit from a fucking old cartoon.
I'll get him! Watch out, Doc!
Marty, no! Marty, don't smoke that marijuana!
Sorry, Doc!
Marty! You'll never be able to go to the future! Marty, you're too stoned to go back to the future!
Don't worry, Doc, I can drive!
Marty, no!
Crash into, like, fucking David Jones or something.
Hey, Doc.
What?
You were right. Marty, goddammit. Marty, we're only doing 22 miles an hour. Wasn't the 88 miles an hour required, Marty? You were going 23.
Ah, gee whiz, Doc.
Jeez, we're really far off track. The daughter of a man who died in custody following Melbourne's 30 million drug bust in November says she has not been told anything about how her father died. Huang Nguyen, 24,
Nguyen?
Says...
Is the N silent? Nguyen?
I think they had this name on a Smodcast episode once, and they couldn't figure out how to pronounce it
probably
either.
Nguyen?
Nguyen? Nguyen? Stephen Gagan? I don't think it was Stephen
Gagan.
No,
something like that.
Says all she has been told is that her father, Dung Hong Lee...
Much easier to say.
Oh yeah, Dung. Of Springvale, was found in prison toilets unconscious and not breathing. He died in hospital a day later on Saturday, but Miss Nguyen said she has not been able to get any answers since.
Miss N-Lady. Much easier to say, N-Lady.
Lee has been charged with drug trafficking and cultivating a commercial quantity of marijuana. So this is a good guy we're talking about.
So what, he's just selling
pot.
Weed?
Yeah, just selling a little bit of pot. Well, maybe a lot of pot, but it's still just pot.
He's just a supplier.
He's a good guy. Not like he's out there selling meth to fucking teenagers or anything.
Not like, you know, taking child pornographic images and giving them crack.
I'm not sure if we've talked about this before, but I want to talk about weed for a little while.
Okay.
I
think we have. But
I think that it just makes me so fucking angry about how the stigma there still is around pot.
Oh, yeah. Just people who smoke it and fucking... The whole concept of drugs in general, actually.
Yeah, like, I can understand meth. Shit like that, speed, crap like that.
Strong, hard drugs.
Yeah, but no one.
But weed is a gateway drug. It leads to harder drugs. We do.
It's like, well, yes and no. Like, I mean,
fucking beer is a gateway drug. Everyone's
beer leads to heroin.
Beer leads to heroin. Yeah.
What are you? Mother's milk leads to everything.
Crack, PCP, angels.
It's so harmless. There is not a single recorded case of anyone dying of pot.
No, maybe
people who got really high drove and got into an accident.
But that's different. Not overdosing or anything like
no,
that.
No, you
can't
the
overdose
amount
on marijuana.
You would have to smoke to overdose. You couldn't do it.
You'd green out. You'd fall asleep and vomit.
Yeah, it's
happens.
Not possible to no. green to yeah.
I'm die. Pretty sure Bates has probably tried as well.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this.
Don't smoke the cardboard.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
That's every night.
Yeah.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Pack me one, bro.
I just finished one. Pack me one. It's fucking ridiculous.
When smoking weed isn't fun anymore.
When Batesy comes around.
Hey, Betsy, you want to smoke some weed? No, I want to shit all over your party.
I don't want to smoke some weed. I want to be some weed.
I want to smoke so much that I turn green.
The only realistic way you could die of marijuana overdose would be, like, distill it down, like, into, like, base fucking, like, liquid sort of thing, you know? And inject it, like, right into your brain or something.
Or drink it.
Or drink it, yeah.
Like,
you'd have to do a lot.
I don't know how much it would be. Like, I'm not sure how much marijuana liquefies, but...
You'd have to liquefy, yeah, like, a shit ton. I reckon
a few liters.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be a lot.
Yeah.
You can actually make marijuana to drink. Ivan and I did once, and we had some.
I think I begged for a cold.
It didn't work that well, but it was still interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting was like, no, how terrible.
I'm like...
Tastes like ass.
You taste it. You like taste it a bit more. A bit more.
Everything gives up. You just vomit.
What's going on? My life is running out.
He's like waiting.
Hand me that, Jeffrey.
You're just drinking a little bit, wait, and your mind is just trying to catch up with the concept of drinking a marijuana liquid.
It's like, oh man, I smoke too much pot. Can you pass me that heroin, please? I need to set myself straight. But I hate the stigma. I hate it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because it's so fucking harmless.
It's because it's illegal. But then you can get, like, the same sort of stigma with smoking as well, just smoking in general.
And this is true. Yeah. But, like, alcohol...
It's been demonized.
Alcohol, which has been proven to be worse than pot for you, is legal. And has been legal for a long time. Did we ever have prohibition here?
Ocean Grove, yeah.
Really?
Ocean Grove was set up as a, what was it, a Protestant town.
Really?
Yeah. And they didn't allow alcohol in. That's why Colindina was set up.
Well, just send all the drunkies down there.
Colindina was the place where you could buy booze, yeah.
It's still the same.
Pretty much. But Ocean Grove only, like, sort of repealed that, or, like, you know, allowed people to sort of serve beer, like, you know, like in a pub sort of thing. That's why there's no pubs in Ocean Grove.
There is.
Not really.
There's a few pubs in Ocean Grove.
I mean, like, before, like, say... Like, very recently, though, like, there wasn't pubs like ages, yeah?
I suppose we don't really... In Ocean Grove, like, Colindina is a suburb of Ocean Grove.
Yeah, but Colindina itself was, like, considered a separate town once upon a time.
Actually, we don't really have any pubs in Ocean Grove. We've got bars.
Like, before maybe, like, 2000, 2005, there wasn't really any?
I don't know. Probably
not.
Yeah, probably about that.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, but, yeah, anyway, alcohol has still been legal.
Yeah, though. And like, yeah, cause of a far, far more deaths.
Well, shit, the amount of people that drink, drive, and fucking die every year is astronomical. It's ridiculous. And then you get people who get alcohol angry. Poisoning, people who get drunk and kill people.
But,
you know, bar fights.
You never have that happen on weed.
You never do. No one ever
gets angry on weed.
Gets into a fight on pot. I'm sure there have been plenty of people who have smoked pot, driven, and died, but... You know,
get angry,
like,
and try
why
to
should those
somebody?
People? It's the same as people who drink, drive, and die. Yeah. They shouldn't ruin it for everyone else, and they don't. Like, they're not banning alcohol because people are drinking, driving, and fucking dying. So why should it be any different for pot?
Because they don't make money off it, basically.
Who's the government to say that, like, oh, you can't just smoke some pot, relax, and watch a goddamn movie?
Bunch of jerks, that's what.
Yeah.
Because basically the government can't get enough big enough profit off it. But if they could find a way to fucking do it, I bet they would fucking be legal.
Well, they could. If they legalized it, they could grow it themselves.
But then people can also grow it anyway, sort of thing, you know?
People can brew their own beer, too, though.
True, but, you know.
And people do brew their own beer.
It's not the same, though, sort of thing.
It's actually far cheaper.
It's far cheaper, yeah, but you're not...
Like, I know plenty of people...
You're going to see a lot of people, like, doing it as opposed to just buying beer, like, the convenience of it. Whereas weed, you could just grow it, leave it, sort of thing.
But I suppose growing pot is probably about as easy as brewing your own beer.
You reckon?
Because it's not an easy thing to do. It's a difficult process. You got to have the right lighting...
Right temperature, right...
Sort of right temperature, everything. You got to have all that shit. Like, in beer brewing, you can just take it to a place, and they'll brew it and bottle it for you.
That's different. They brew it in a bowl for you, yeah.
But you can also do it yourself. Like, it's probably about as difficult.
Bring it in the bathtub?
Yeah, exactly. Like a beer baron. I'm going to get you, beer baron.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. Oh.
I thought it was warrant.
Huh?
I thought it was warrant. He just says warrant after that.
Oh, really? I thought he said oh.
I thought he said warrant. Oh.
No, maybe.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's probably about as easy. Because... Yeah, it's... Why?
don't know. Well, I don't know. It's stupid.
It really is. Like,
yeah.
It's so harmless.
But then they say, like, you know, it leads to psychological effects, but so does beer.
Yeah, beer leads to not only psychological effects, but liver failure.
Well, weed for lungs, I suppose.
Mm, yeah, I guess, but...
Cigarettes are still legal, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, like...
And people die of cigarettes.
Cigarettes are designed to kill you.
Well, not, they weren't initially designed to kill you.
Not initially, but, like, they're not putting all those chemicals in there to be like...
This is good for
this
you.
Is again, yeah. And as enjoyable as a cigarette is, I know what it's doing to me.
Yeah. Terrible, terrible things.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible things.
Increasing your, yeah, lung capacity,
Whereas pot, sperm count. Especially if you smoke pot pure, with no tobacco, yeah, right. It'd be even better. You're not getting all the shit from the tobacco.
Oh, what is it? What was it, the Batesy believes that weeds are actually worse for you than pot, tobacco, or some shit?
Really?
That's what he says. I can't say I believe that, though. Like, it has, like, more tar or something. I can't see that.
It may have more tar, but I don't even know if that's true.
Yeah.
But there's fucking rocket fuel and pot. Like, I think there's arsenic and shit in cigarettes.
Benzene.
Yeah, there's heaps of shit. You would think they'd also make... Yeah, you'd think by now, after having been around for so goddamn long, you'd think they'd be able to make cigarettes without all those chemicals.
Well, fucking e-cig, that's the closest thing you're going to get.
Which I think is a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Describe what an e-cig is.
An e-cig is essentially like a personal, small sort of vaporizer device. It has a heating element, like a little thing you suck on sort of to get the nicotine to vaporize and inhale.
Yeah, a cigarette-looking vaporizer.
Yeah, basically. And yeah, just a little electronic thing you can plug into your computer or wall socket or whatever.
And you can get pretty much whatever flavor you want. Like,
It's not with a filter. It's like there's filter bits, which you smoke like normal cigarette bit. There's like e-juice sort of stuff as well,
yeah,
which you put on it, which gives it sort of flavors and stuff.
Like, by default, it's tobacco flavored. Mm. And you can choose what tobacco, or you can choose Marlboro flavored, PJ, I don't know if it's PJ, but,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Camel, probably.
And, but yeah, you can also choose, like, there's like 50 flavorings. Different kinds of juice flavoring. There's Coke, there's Red Bull.
Mint.
And, actually, when I do finally get a job... Yeah, definitely. Because I think it's a great idea.
Should, yeah.
For one, it's...
So like, tar and chemicals and shit.
Like, you can get a starter pack for, like, I think it's like $12 or something. So I might try that first off, you know. Because there's no sense buying, like, a $90 thing if you're like, I don't like this.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, the only problem is it's fucking illegal to sell them in this country.
I know, but you can import them.
Yeah.
But why is it illegal? I remember you read up on it.
It's a nicotine delivery device or some shit.
Well, why is that a problem?
I don't know, that's just the law that they have. You know,
it's like, hey, you can't smoke these things.
Nicotine delivery devices are illegal to sell or some shit. Because it's a drug delivery system.
It's like, and a cigarette isn't?
A bong isn't?
Like,
a hookah isn't?
Like, I assume the point of the e-cig is to get the same feeling
the nicotine
of a cigarette without the everything else.
The ability to smoke inside again.
Yeah.
That fucking liberation again, not to be
I could be standing right next to you. Right next to you. And you wouldn't even notice I was smoking unless you looked at me.
Nah, because
you wouldn't smell it.
All that is ejected is water vapor. That's it.
Yeah, you might feel the water vapor a little bit, but that'd be it.
That's just to like give the look. But yeah, apart from that, it's nothing.
Oh, it's completely harmless.
Yeah.
It's,
well, in comparison.
Well, it doesn't do anything to you aside from the nicotine. No. It's
it's possibly. This is tentative. It's possibly considered to be a smoking cessation device.
Cessation.
Stop people from smoking.
Yeah, that's what it's designed for, is to wean you off.
Whether it is or not, it's debatable. Again, that's a very...
Well, that's what it's marketed
as. That's a very grey issue, apparently. The cessation device.
It's what it's marketed as, though.
Well, it's marketed with, like, the thing, this is not a smoking cessation device.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But some people do actually believe it, well, has helped them, to stop smoking, basically.
Well, I could tell, because I think a lot of people, smoking is more of a habit than anything.
Fair enough.
Like, something like what Kevin Smith said, like, when Kevin Smith said that when he started smoking pot, he stopped smoking cigarettes altogether.
Yeah.
That's because it's just something to do with his hands, basically.
Fair enough, something to do while you're not doing
like he said, he gets nothing out of cigarette, whereas pot, you always get something out of a joint.
True. Like, I can believe that, it's just something to do.
Yeah.
Hey! Waffle. Cigarette Zow!
But yeah, it seems to defy logic to me to not be able to sell that.
Fair enough.
Because it's a great idea.
It is.
Because
Like, they put all these measures into place. Like, they've just recently put in this thing where if you have cigarettes on display in the open,
yeah,
you have to cover them up with, like, shutters.
Yeah.
So, why not
sell an alternative?
Yeah. Like, I know you can't... They couldn't just stop selling cigarettes because the economy would take a fucking huge hit.
Probably.
I mean, it's multi-billion-dollar-year industry.
Industries, yeah. I'm sure they fucking get a nice chunk of it.
Oh, yeah. That,
taxes on cigarettes.
See, the only reason is the government's just fucking greedy as hell.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, they could... Yeah, they couldn't stop selling them because the economy would probably...
Oh, the fucking impact on the society, people would be fucking so outraged. And then people would just bootleg their own cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people do that anyway.
Introduces a criminal element. Like, but even more so, you know?
Well, same as when they illegalized pot.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, to a better extent, prohibition.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, people went to great lengths to,
get booze.
To get booze, to make and to get booze. Like, yeah. People didn't give a shit whether it was watered down, like, and just, like, a drop of alcohol. It was still...
Still something there.
Like, they wanted that freedom to be able to drink if they wanted to.
Drink and smoke what they like.
And which is why I don't think they should ban cigarettes, because it's a freedom of choice. It's one of those things, like, if you want to smoke it, go for it, you know, do that. Like, I don't think...
But it's costing the taxpayers a shit ton of money because of all the fucking, lung cancer they get and they have to go into hospital.
That's what I was about to say. Like, this is going to sound cruel, but I think people who smoke and get lung cancer...
It's the right thing to deal with?
Yeah, I think they should have to pay for it.
Fair enough. But like, then, can you prove the actual smoking gave them lung cancer? Or are you gonna
I'm sure there'd be a way.
Are you going to do the World Health Organization bullshit of, like, oh, you lived in a house with a smoker, you got lung cancer because of a secondhand smoking?
No, that's different. That's stupid. Is different. Yeah, if you get lung cancer from secondhand smoke, that's different.
If I mean, like, the actual, like, the idea of secondhand smoking giving you lung cancer is bullshit, as it is, sort of thing.
No, this is true. I don't believe in secondhand smoke. It doesn't make any sense to me. You inhale the smoke, right?
With secondhand smoking, it changes your chance of getting lung cancer from, like, was it, like, 10? Yeah, it's like, you're like a 10, like, 10 million chance of getting lung cancer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
10
million? Something
like that. 10 million chance?
Something like that, yeah. Something ridiculous.
What do you mean, 10 million chance?
Like, there's 10 possibilities inside 10 million that you're going to get lung cancer,
okay,
right?
Okay,
like,
yeah, that makes more
sense. Yeah.
She said just 10 million chance. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
10 in
10 million.
10
in
10 million,
yeah, okay.
With secondhand smoking, apparently it raises it to 16 in 10 million chance.
So you have a better chance of getting lung cancer if you are dating a smoker than if you're a smoker yourself, is what they try to say.
No, I mean, like, just, like, in general sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you're a smoker, then, yeah, the chance.
But that is what
increase.
they seem to say that, though. They seem to try and put across that secondhand smoke is worse than if you smoke the cigarette
pretty
yourself.
Pretty fucking close.
Which doesn't make it, like, I'm not sure if they are saying that, but secondhand smoke doesn't make any sense to me because...
Not really, no.
You inhale the cigarette, right?
Yeah.
Inhale the... Well, you don't inhale the cigarette. You inhale the smoke.
That'd be amazing. Oh! I got it again. Yep, that's how I smoke.
I inhale it. Out again.
Every time I nearly die.
Yeah.
But it's fucking great. Better way to smoke cigarettes.
But yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me, because you inhale the smoke and you absorb all the toxins and shit that's in there.
You'd hope.
She probably don't absorb all of it. But enough so that the smoke that comes out...
It's negligible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I could see the smoke doing would be because it would be the same effect as sitting next to a fireplace, you know?
Yeah.
Which is probably worse for you than secondhand smoke.
Burning wood. Depends if there's any chemicals in the wood and shit.
This is true. But if you're sitting around a fire and you're like, there's smoke blowing in your face or something, which most often is the case.
True.
Surely that would be worse than some smoke that's maybe got a couple toxins in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it.
It's stupid.
No.
Stupid shit.
But all this is a roundabout way of saying that I think the stigma about pot is bullshit. I think it should be legalized. And I think the only reason it's not legalized is because some people are so fucking ignorant about it.
They just accept, like, the whole reefer madness sort of generalization about weed.
Yeah, it's still the case. It's still the case. Like, even though I explained to my mom about, you know, pot and the way, the true nature of pot, she's still very,
hesitant.
Very strange about it. Like,
okay.
She don't like it at all.
Alright.
And, yeah, like...
Could be because it is a legal sort of thing.
It is that, but, I mean, it's just... It's so fucking harmless.
In comparison to a lot of things, yeah.
Like, sure, there are, yeah. Like, with anything, there's, like, if you smoke it too much, there's going to be problems. But if you drink something too much...
There's going to be problems.
Like anything, if you smoke it the right amount, you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
More than likely. If you get a problem, you had that predisposition anyway.
Yes. You were going to happen.
So who's to say something else wasn't going to trigger that anyway? So, you know, that's just bad luck.
Shit happens. That's just the way
it goes. But people have been smoking weed since, like, probably the beginning of time.
It's a fucking plant that grew around. People are like, we should put this in a smoke and smoke it.
Exactly. I don't think it would have been long before people started smoking stuff to try it out.
Pretty much. Well, shit getting set on fire. They're like, that smells pretty good. That's making me hungry.
Well, I think, like, the Aztecs and stuff like that, they all dealt with stuff like that.
Well, fucking,
like, different, like, herbal treatments and shit like that.
Yeah, the Chinese, fucking herbal treatments going fucking way back and shit.
Yeah.
Or fucking alchemists and shit.
Like, I don't trust drugs like meth and whatnot. Because
man-made fucking stuff like that.
And even though heroin comes from a plant as well.
Poppy seeds.
Heroin.
It's refined, though.
Yeah. Heroin's still, like, a fucked up drug. Like,
yeah,
heroin ruins lives. Pot does not ruin lives. If anything, well,
that's debatable.
Well, it can, I suppose.
Yeah, but...
As I said, in moderation, anything is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
In excess, anything can be harmful.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if you eat too many vegetables, there's probably going to be a problem of some sort.
There was one guy that only ate salads for, like, I don't know how long. Like, ages, like, years or whatever.
Yeah.
He was the youngest person ever getting, like, osteoporosis or some shit like that. He was like 30 or something like that.
And I think there's some, like, fucked up disease like that. Just got to remember reading, like, more people choke on broccoli than, like, I think it was dick. I'm not sure if this was exactly it.
If it was dick, that'd be hilarious.
But it was like more people choke and die on broccoli than, like, you know, dying car accident or something like that. It was something like, it was a huge number of people just like choke on broccoli and shit.
Fucking hell.
But
vegetables are terrible for you, people. Don't eat them. No, they kill you. Broccoli.
Eat nothing but steak.
Steak is great.
And just meats all the time.
Yeah, it's bacon. Just eat bacon.
Yeah, just bacon, pancakes, just and eggs.
Just bacon cakes and bacon eggs. Eggs made from bacon, cakes made from bacon, and bacon made from bacon.
Cake and bacon, bacon, cake.
Exactly.
Kevin Bacon.
Bake, bacon, cake.
Everyone in the world should give Kevin Bacon a blowjob, simply for having the last name Bacon and being a pretty good actor.
Flashdance. Not fucking Flashdance, huh? What was the other
Footloose.
One? Footloose. Flashdance, Footloose, same era, fuck them. They're terrible movies.
Some reason I was picturing in my head, I was picturing
female welders?
Kevin Bacon dancing to you're the best, you're the best, and nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Fucking Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Around, no one's ever gonna break you down, and you're the best.
And he still gets his ass kicked, fucking Karate Kid.
Oh, God bless. And, yeah. I myself am a big advocate for pot.
Fair enough. I don't blame you.
I don't smoke it all the time. Partly because I don't have the money to, but I think even if I did, I just wouldn't, because I like keeping it as
just the thing to have.
Yeah, like if I smoked it all the time, it would take. Yeah, exactly. But if I smoked it all the time,
it would take the
special aspect,
joy out of it.
Yeah, like it would just become a thing.
Yeah, just something regular.
Like if you're stoned all the time, that becomes you. Like you don't.
Yeah, that becomes how you are described.
Yeah, it's not like
you just sit around being stoned all the time. Come on, Steve, what a faggot.
But, like, you probably don't even... You probably don't even really notice you're stoned anymore. I mean...
Nah. You'd just be like, this is normal, sort of thing.
Like, I'm not saying don't be stoned all the time. Like, if you want to be, that's great. I just personally... I prefer to,
Someone send me messages. Let's see who it is. Oh, okay.
What?
Never mind.
Well, what was it?
I'll show you later.
All right.
Yeah.
Was it a Wang?
No.
Did you send your wang to someone and someone sent you a wang back?
No, not at all.
God,
okay.
What is it?
You know, yes, of course you know.
Cryptic bitch.
Of course you know lying.
Yeah.
It was strange and just random and just happened.
You can't ignore my techno.
Fuck yeah. Like six lyrics, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, synthesizer.
Fuck
yeah, Electric Six. What? Keep going. Continue, please.
Yeah, I personally prefer to, yeah, I think I'd be happy with smoking it regularly, and if I get a job, I probably will, but I mean, still not all the time, because...
Just like have a joint, like, have to take a puff every now and again, sort of thing? Have a going, yeah.
Like, if I was smoking pot all the time, it'd be joints, I wouldn't be smoking bongs all the time.
Yeah.
I'd be smoking joints, and I could still actually do stuff, because when I smoke bongs, I can't do stuff.
Fair enough. I think it'd be best to get like a pinch hitter or something like that.
For one nice little one hitter.
Pretty much, yeah. Just, well, I've described them to you, yeah, yeah.
Pinch hitter and explain. Yeah, you've okay. explained to me, but explain.
Alright. Pinch hitter is basically a, it's like a little box sort of thing. Pinch hitter in a dugout. I know, baseball references. It's like a little boxy type thing, and like you put your weed in it sort of thing. Alright? And then the pinch
hitter. Wait, you put your what?
You put your weed inside like this little box thing?
So you put your wiener in it.
you put your dick in this thing. It's pretty cool.
Vaporize that bitch.
I don't know. And then you get the pinch hitter, and sort of jam it in this thing, jam it in the weed, and pull it out, and you get like enough for one hit. And then you light it, and smoke it, and that's it, just one hit. Probably it's really good for if you got good weed, you know?
Yeah, I like the idea of it.
It's good. A one hitter whack can be fantastic.
Where can you get them? Like just tobacco stores?
eBay, I reckon.
Not tobacco stores?
You check. I would not have been, yeah. I
suppose they might consider that like a nicotine thing as well.
Maybe. The pinchers that have been around since fucking ages.
No, they've been around a long time.
Sync one hitters. Fucking, I was watching, what was it, like some samurai movie they fucking had like this sort of thing.
Oh, really?
Like this like long pipe. You like put like in it, smoke it, hit it down like to get the stuff out, put it, pack it again, and yeah, light it again. Very, very cool looking.
Do you know of any countries where pot is actually legal?
Amsterdam.
I mean, like, aside from the obvious, like...
Oh, I think certain parts of Europe it's legal. I wouldn't be sure, but Canada, to a point?
And then, like, there's... Legal to a point. Certain countries with the Rasta religion. Like, they're...
Jamaica.
Like, is that, like, a widely recognized... Like, if you're a Rastafarian in, say, the US, are you allowed to smoke pot under the freedom of religion?
Is that part of your religion?
I'm fairly sure it is.
If it's considered part of the religion.
I could be wrong, but I'm almost certain it's actually a part of the religion.
If it's the way you practice, then yeah. Because there's this South American tribe or some shit that drinks this tea made from... What is it? The thing that makes up yag, like one of the plants that make up yag, which is like a really strong, really, really strong psychedelic drug.
Yeah.
And, they are allowed to import their tea and drink it, even though, yeah, it has, like, a really strong, potent psychedelic drug in it.
Hmm.
So, yeah, if you're part of that religion...
Do we have any such thing here? Freedom of religion? We recognize that?
We don't have a constitution. We technically don't have freedom of speech. We don't have freedom of speech.
We really don't.
No, we actually don't. We don't have no recourse in freedom of speech at all.
Well, shit, if the chaser can get nearly taken off the air for making a sketch, you know, that's...
Yeah.
I fucking...
Freedom of speech would be nice, but...
Censorship.
Then you get things like the FCC.
The...
Federal Communications Commission.
Federal Communication Cunts.
Federal Communications Cockbags. An institution that it wasn't elected, responsible only to the president, answerable only to the president, who decided by themselves that, in America this is, that television and radio were the only two things not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution.
You know what I love about that?
Or freedom of speech. Carlin.
The whole reason that the FCC is around is because of George Carlin's bit, seven things you can't say on television.
Yeah, because they got him
like,
in Mississippi.
It was on the radio.
Yeah.
And didn't, was it Carlin who actually, he commented on it on his next album? He's like, there's a fucking dial on your radio. Like, I'll find the thing and I'll stick it like, I know we've gone off
track.
Way off track, but fuck censorship.
I hate censorship as a... Well, censorship, it sort of comes into the same idea. Censorship, like controlling what people can do, fucking just control the public.
I'm all
for, that's what governments
like,
are
about. I'm all for freedom. I love freedom. I think there should be some caveats to freedom. Like, there are some things that you shouldn't be allowed to do. Like, I understand why murder is illegal.
Look, I can abide by the idea that whatever two consenting adults do within their own home, that's cool.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, whatever consenting adults want to do with each other in a private place, fucking go nuts.
I think, well, for one, censorship as far as TV and radio goes, I think should just be abandoned. Just fuck off with that shit.
That's stupid.
Well, for example, I was watching The Walking Dead last night.
Yeah.
And a show like that is on a network where they can't say fuck.
But they can say shit.
They can say shit, but they can't say fuck, yeah. Yet they can show
titties.
A pickaxe going into a zombie's head over and over again.
Violence against bad words is stupid.
Like, there's so many shows out there that are violent as hell, yet they can't say fuck or show tits.
Yeah.
Sex and dirty language, you're like, whoa, stay away, but violence, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's very strange.
It's the dumbest thing. Yeah. It's so fucking stupid. Whereas here, you can say fuck at like 8 o'clock at night. I think it's 8 o'clock or 8:30 after that. Like,
shit, I could swear there was like some sort of syndicated publication like around back in the day that just had titties in and shit done.
Probably, but like
something like look like a fucking newspaper.
Well, shit, like magazines like Picture and People, they aren't restricted at all. There's no age restriction on those.
No.
Like it says, not recommended for people under 15. But it's not like it's the same as an M rating or a PG rating. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, not really. No, it doesn't.
No, ratings as far as film go don't get. Enforced until it becomes MA.
Yeah.
MA and R are, like, enforced like crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Like, fuck, I went to see the South Park movie when I was, like, 8. Well, shit, when they come out? They came out, like, 98, so...
Yeah.
12 years ago. I was 7, and I went in to see that, and they sold cheesy poofs, so it was great.
Nice, nice. They sold snacky cakes?
Maybe. I know they sold cheesy poofs, and it was awesome. It was one of the greatest days of my life. I just sat there and laughed my ass off. I should went to see it twice that day.
Nice.
And then one time I bought it on video and I've seen it like 100 times since then. I used to love that movie so much. But, what are we talking about?
Censorship.
Yeah, I think they should fuck off with TV and whatnot.
Fair enough.
If you don't like it, change the station. If you don't want your kids watching it, make sure you monitor what they watch.
Yeah.
That's up to you. It's not up to the goddamn... It's not up to the people who make the shows.
Yeah.
It's not up to anyone else except
you. Not up to the artists.
But, which is always what it is, though. It's always like, oh, it's not my responsibility. It's always someone else's responsibility. Yeah, yeah. Like, you shouldn't be putting things on at this time so my kids can watch. It's like, well, you shouldn't be letting your fucking kids watch it.
Yeah.
If you don't want them to.
Fair enough.
What? Are you fucking stupid?
Yeah, they are. People really are
so dumb.
Christian conservatives or conservatives in general.
That's what it all comes from, though. It's all...
Conservatism.
It all comes from conservatism and religion.
Pretty much.
It's always... They're like...
Moral, ethical
and parents.
Shit.
Parents are like, I don't want my kid. What about the children?
They're conservatives.
Well, as George Carlin said, fuck the children. But also, yeah, it's...
But not literally, fuck the children.
No, he mean like, fuck the children. Yeah, yeah. Like, to hell with them. Who cares?
Yeah, basically. Unemployment.
And that's why we have so many soft... Like, there's so many soft people these days. Is because they're so sheltered.
Mm. This is true.
Like, yeah, there's a lot of porn and stuff on the internet, but doesn't mean shit.
There's a lot of fucking people that are just soft.
There is. That's why we have such high rates of depression and shit, is because people aren't allowed to experience things.
Yeah?
Like, my parents allowed me to watch, whether begrudgingly or not, allowed me to watch, like, you know, violent films or whatnot when I was younger, listening to music that maybe I shouldn't have been listening to. And I think I'm a better person because of it.
Fair enough.
I'm far more creative, and I think if they hadn't have done that, I think I'd be a far softer person right now. And
you'd be, like, have a side fringe and, like wearing fucking makeup and shit?
Maybe.
Taking in the ass every Friday night.
But I'm really happy with the person I have become, and I think that is, like, you know, it's good parenting as well, but I think a lot of it is due to the what I was allowed to be exposed to. Yeah, and you have like I even know people the same age as me who are just like really sheltered, and they've suffered because of it.
Yeah, like having experienced something.
Like, I can understand shielding your kids from porn in a way, but then again, I also think maybe they should be exposed to that at a younger age. Explain it to them.
Natural human sort of thing.
Exactly. Like, it may be sensationalized and exaggerated, but explain it to them.
Natural, fucking biological imperative.
Yeah, exactly. It's a natural act, I don't know about it. Actually, really, when you think about it, everything that you see on the internet, whether it be messed up or not, is natural, because it's human nature.
Yeah,
there are people out there
who have thought of it and it's been done.
People are out there who enjoy it, and there are people who want to do it.
So yeah, it has to be natural to a certain extent.
So yeah, just you know, like, explain to your kid. Don't just be like, oh, it's a dirty thing, you should never watch it.
And babies are delivered by birds.
And that's another thing. Like, I think we should just keep going, because I'm enjoying just going off about things.
Fair enough. Rantcast.
Yeah, well, I might actually call it that.
Rantcast. Yeah.
I hate this.
We do
like,
these every now and again.
I hate this whole like it objectifies women sort of thing. It's like
sure,
yeah.
It objectifies those women.
It's like no, but it doesn't. It really no, doesn't it really because don't. These women are getting paid a lot. They enjoy what they do.
Some though.
What
some
about the men? The men who are just literally just dicks.
A fuck stick.
That's all they are. It's just a dick that comes in, gets paid a little bit, and then leaves.
Well, actually, men do get pretty. May not pay as well as if
it's like hard, it's like less than half of what the women get paid though. And they are though. They're just dicks for hire.
Yeah, but the thing is, you got to be able to come on call.
Yeah, but
it is a hard job.
Yeah. Woo! Get off the stage, asshole!
I'm here all week. Try the veal.
I take my wife everywhere. Somehow she finds her way back.
Fuck yeah, Ronnie Dangerfield.
No, I think it was a guy in Goodfellas, but Ronnie Dangerfield's...
I'm sure he's done it somewhere.
I was in a cab one time. I said, take me to where the action is. He took me to my house. I think it was the same, like, a cab joke. He's like, I was in a cab one time. I said, surprise me. He showed a naked picture of my wife.
Wasn't that the bar? I heard that one in the bar.
Oh, yeah. He's saying, like, what do you want? And he's like, oh, surprise me. And he showed me a naked picture of my wife.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was Halloween, and my dad said, why don't you put on the jockstrap and go out as a bum?
No respect.
I love Rodney Dangerfield.
He's great.
Was great. Well, is great, but is dead. But
okay.
Still, his legacy remains.
It does.
I got The Godson in there. It's like a parody of The Godfather of Rodney Dangerfield. I haven't watched it yet, though.
Isn't like, what's the other guy? Dom DeLuise. Yeah, Dom DeLuise. Good guy.
But... censorship over the years has gotten progressively worse, I think. It's weird, because it's gotten better, but also worse at the same time.
It's weird, because it started off at, like, 50s fucking censorship, fucking very strict.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, these days...
You didn't shoot fucking people's ankles, man.
It's not so much that it's gotten better or worse, it's just gotten far more convoluted and illogical.
The specifics of it have just gotten ridiculous.
Like, as I said, you can show violence... extreme violence, but you can't say fuck or show a pair of tits.
Yeah.
Even though it's like...
Whereas one's sort of supposed to be happen at some point or other.
Like, I think everyone, whether gay or straight, is meant to see some tits at some point in their lifestyle. Not everyone is meant to kill someone with a pickaxe or a chainsaw or whatever the fuck.
Or even say fuck. Fuck is just a word made up by people.
Yeah, fuck is just... That's just... I know...
That's not natural.
I don't know a single person... I've never met a single person who has not said fuck once in my presence.
Fair enough.
And it's because it's part of the general vernacular now. It's just a word.
Yeah.
It doesn't...
Part English language.
Yeah, like...
Didn't it come from German, though?
Hmm?
Didn't fuck the actual word fuck come from German?
I'm
pretty sure it's derived from German.
I'm not sure, but I know that fuck... The actual meaning of fuck, it began as an acronym.
Really?
For it's rape.
Huh.
Forced unlawful carnal knowledge.
Ah, yes, I recall that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's alright.
But whenever you say fuck, you're not going, I'm going to rape you. Like, I'm going to fuck you good. You're not going, I'm going to rape you. You're like, I love you, I'm going to fuck you. Maybe I don't even love you, I just paid for you, and I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah. I don't even know you, I'm going to throw you out in the bin tomorrow. Throw you in the bin, I'm going to sneak out your house, bitch.
It's going to be goddamn beautiful.
Okay.
It's just beyond me. I don't understand. I, being a creature of logic, I don't understand
religion. People.
That's why. Yeah, that's why I can never believe in wholly believe in a religion.
Holy believe.
I can never wholly believe in a religion because I'm a creature of logic, and I'm just like doesn't make any sense to me.
See, I can agree with certain parts of like certain religions, but.
Not the entirety.
Like Satanism has like some very good points, you know.
Satanism is good because Satanism. Yeah, Levain Satanism. The other Satanism where you sacrifice virgins, that's just messed up.
Yes, yeah,
but Levain Satanism, which preaches—I think we've talked about it before—it preaches
first episode.
Basically, be the best you can be. Like, don't let someone tell you you can't be something.
And if they do, fuck them up.
Yeah,
fuck their shit up.
But like, if you want to be something, go out there and take it. Yeah, be what you want to be.
Do what you will.
People could take that as like, well, I want to be a serial killer. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, like, right, it says like specifically like things against that kind of like action. Like you know,
yeah, it's not
like,
about violence.
Nothing, yeah, nothing gained.
It's all about individuality. Action. It's
pretty
about
much.
You know
expressing oneself.
Yeah,
just, yeah,
exactly. It's
yeah.
And but most people, they Satanism, they're like, oh yeah, you know, sacrificing virgins, stabbing kids, shit like that.
It's gotten a bad rap over the years.
That's a completely different thing. Satanism is just
LaVeyan Satanism.
Yeah. LaVeyan Satanism is great. I think it's like I've read the Satanic Bible. Yeah. It's good.
It's a very
well written and it's a great document.
Yeah,
a great historical document. But the other Satanism kind of ruins it though, because most people
it's still interesting in like imagery sort of wise, like the whole like you know fucking inverted pentagrams and all that kind of shit. It's very interesting imagery that like they associate with this thing that's considered evil.
But then the pentagram isn't a negative symbol in the first place.
Pentagrams are druidic. Well, actually, there's been like pentagrams in every fucking religion. Oh, well, not religion.
Same
but,
with the swastika. The swastika is in various religions. Like it's in the
there's a Jewish swastika.
It's in the I think it's the Hindu religion. They got like the swastika as a symbol of.
There's a Hebrew swastika.
Yeah,
the Jews have a swastika.
And Tibet, the Tibetans, yeah, the Jews, the Indians,
the Celts, the Christians.
Like there was actually a joke recently in the show Outsourced, which is set in India.
Yeah,
and the guy put up a swastika on the wall as like some kind of holy holiday.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Oh, what are you doing?" And he's like, "Hitler stole this from us." And he said what it meant, and it was just like you know, like not a good luck charm. That's what it is in Tibet. It's a Tibetan good luck charm. But I can't remember what he explained it as being. But it's not a bad thing.
Well, shit, I saw it like on a. It was either Buddhist or Hindu temple, I'm not sure. I think it was a Buddhist one. But like a swastika, like just on the front, like a big fuck off swastika.
Like, I would love to have a shirt with a big swastika on it, because I like the symbol. I just don't like the connotations that come with it now.
Mm. I mean, you could, like, probably pick one of the other swastikas, like, you know, like the, because they do, like, the sort of, the exact style of it sort of varies, but,
The general sort of...
concept is still the same, yeah.
But yeah, I think it's a great symbol. It's just the connotations that come with it now, it ruined it.
Yeah.
But I like the actual symbol.
Yeah, things.
This is true.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Goddamn Hitler. Just ruined.
Goddamn Nazis. Goddamn National Socialists.
Goddamn Jews. It's their fault in the first place.
He got so angry at them and they didn't let him into art school or something. Yeah. I don't know. This is the point in the podcast where it goes down. We stop around and we sort of just try and figure out what the fuck. This is our what the fuck moment. Yeah, you should do that story. It's pretty good.
Chinese toddler freed from washing machine.
Why do they need to make the distinction that's Chinese, though? I don't see why.
Oh, I don't know.
It's good to say toddler.
I thought did I talk about this with you the other day? Yeah, there was a thing on the news where, like, Indian student stabbed, and that's unnecessary. A student was stabbed is enough. Why do you have to bring race into it?
Why do you have to, segregate people into groups? Doesn't make sense.
No, it's pointless.
Yeah.
A Chinese toddler who climbed inside a washing machine during a game of hide and seek got stuck and had to be rescued by emergency workers with a power saw on Sunday.
Fuck.
What?
Stupid kid.
What I was going to say, they don't have to say it's a Chinese kid, they could say a kid in China.
Yeah?
Telling you where the location is. Doesn't have to, you know.
So create them into a group, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then again, it could be a child in Australia. Child in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it's just, like, just because it's Chinese, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. Like, it doesn't add to the story.
No.
If you're like a kid was beat up because he was Chinese, that's different. But because he got trapped in a washing machine, unless they're like trying to say Chinese people are stupid, they get stuck in washing machines all the time.
That could be what they're trying to imply, very, very subtly.
This particular paragraph is full of things I'm not going to be able to pronounce. The 3-year-old identified as Zhao Fan had been playing with his mother at their home in
Taiwan.
It says Taiwan, but it's
Taiyuan. Taiyuan. Let's say that.
In central Shaanxi? 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 Province? You know that are funny messages?
Yeah, well, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Alright.
Keep going. We think that he wanted to let us look for him, so he crawled inside the washing machine barrel, his mother told reporters. The barrel of the washing machine was small enough to trap Zhao's legs so that his mother could not pull him out. Okay. Firefighters had to dismantle the washing machine amid fears they would damage his legs if they tried to pull him. They then used a circular power saw to cut open the plastic drum to get the boy out. The child was freed after 2 hours, according to state broadcaster China Central Television, which aired footage of the rescue operation on Tuesday.
Okay. See people getting trapped in things?
Race row erupts over Hobbit casting. You're Peter small. Jackson's troubled the Hobbit Project.
Yeah.
Peter Jackson's troubled the Hobbit Project has been embroiled in a race row after a casting agent was sacked for telling a would-be extra she was too dark to play one of the pint-sized creatures.
Hmm.
The independent contractor who made the comments and placed an advertisement in a local newspaper specifying female Hobbit extras should have light skin tones had been dismissed.
Okay.
Was there ever any mention in the books about the fact that they were all white hobbits?
No, not really.
I don't
see why there should be a problem for him telling her she's too dark to play the role. Fuck.
Well, I suppose if...
They're trying to bring across a certain style, right? And you can't exactly make a green painting with blue paint sort of thing, you know what I mean? You're trying to evoke a certain imagery sort of thing.
Yeah.
And if you're missing what you believe to be the correct parts to do so, you should be able to freely to say so.
Well, I guess, yeah, if you want a movie where all your hobbits are light-skinned...
If you want a fucking movie where all your hobbits are fucking dinosaurs, go fucking nuts.
It's not necessarily a racial thing, though.
No.
It's just like, I want this certain look.
Exactly. I don't see why they should fucking be so fucking... There's some fucking people are just too fucking, get too fucking insulted too easily. It's ridiculous.
The row erupted after Briton Naz Humphreys, who has Pakistani heritage, attended a...
It's Jake. Call him a queer, big queer.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
Good.
You're queer. You're a big queer.
Why am I queer?
Why not?
Okay.
Don't you get phone calls like this all the time?
What?
Don't you get phone calls like this all the time?
People just ringing you up saying you're a big queer.
This is a terrible person.
We're recording right now, bro.
I'm queer. Queer.
Huh?
People just call me up and say, what's going on, queer, and then when I get a response, I'm like, I fucking care. I hang up on them.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
We're recording right now, bro. You got anything to say to the audience?
Like,
what?
You got anything to say to yourself that you're going to be discussed that later on?
Buy more milk?
Always be running out of it.
So you want the audience to buy you more milk?
Oh, well,
it's a reminder. Okay, it's a reminder for yourself.
I don't know where that's about.
Jake's going to listen to this next week and remember to buy milk.
Yeah. I haven't had cereal for 2 weeks. I'm glad I recorded that.
We need to get you back on here sometime, man.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, we need to get you on a podcast. We haven't had any guests since episode 10.
Yeah.
We're recording 23 right now.
Yeah, bitch.
Sorry. You didn't call me a bitch about it.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Fucking assholes.
You're a horrible, horrible, big queer.
Wait, when...
You're a giant fag.
When Baseball 7 is...
When you're a queer.
These folks are going away for a while.
I know, are they meant to be going away?
That's what I heard the last time you guys were down.
Okay,
I think I may have heard the report.
Yeah, that's funny, I
should do some fucking New Year's and get this kid on.
Yeah, we should do a New Year pod.
New Year pod and get really drunk.
New Year's pod, Jake.
New Year's pod.
Record a pod on New Year's Eve.
You twat.
You gimpy mank twat.
Queer.
Sure. We're going to do it early in the day, because
we'll
have to get shit-faced.
So have you listened to any of the ones you've missed since you've had no internet?
Real? Are you fucking disgusting piece of shit?
Have you jerked off much?
What?
Have you jerked off much?
I have not put my penis down.
Good, that's a good man.
Sure.
I assume you've been running WoW in one window and just like some hot, hardcore fucking anal in the other one.
Well, you'd be right. I don't know what to say.
You're a good man.
You're doing the world a service, Jake.
What?
You're doing the world a great service.
You're a queer, a big, big queer.
I'm not a queer.
Pretty sure.
I'm not a queer.
I'm pretty sure the fact that the picture of you in the background of my phone is almost exactly the same as Malcolm Ingram.
Yeah.
I think points to something else.
I think I disagree.
I'm not a doctor or anything, but I'm pretty sure.
What I'm getting at is I'm fairly sure it's the same person. I'm fairly sure you, sir, are Malcolm Ingram in disguise as Malcolm Ingram. But also, you call yourself Jake.
But I'm not Canadian.
How do I know that?
You know me.
He doesn't eat lots of bacon.
What's
cut down trees.
Hey, man, when I first met you, you were wearing a beret, and a lot of Canada is French.
French-Canadian.
So... what do you have to say to that?
Fucking love that beret. I wear it every day if I could find it.
You know where it is? You know where it is?
I fucking have no clue where it is.
I burned it.
Really?
No.
Damn.
You're a cunt.
Oh, that's someone else that I was wondering about that. That's right.
What's going on, fellas?
Just recording, bro.
Going to the podcast.
Okay,
man.
Yeah.
Drinking Luft.
Drinking Luft.
Luft.
What?
Luft.
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 Oh, Luft. I love Luft.
Good.
We know you love Luft. You Luft loving piece of shit.
I just woke up, so I'm not very entertaining. Sorry.
Oh, good.
You never are, though, so it's alright. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm always like, hey, Jake, you ready for some fun? You're like, fuck fun and fuck you.
I'm going to go jerk off and play WoW.
Yeah.
In that order.
I love troll pussy.
Ew.
Come on now.
He's like, that was a phase.
Hey, Jake.
What?
When's Cataclysm come out?
When?
Yeah.
Fucking... what's the date today?
First. You fucking amped for it, bitch?
I just got my fucking internet.
You fucking pumped?
What?
You fucking pumped?
What? You went punk?
Yes.
You fucking punk?
You fucking punk?
He said you pumped.
I
said you're a queer, a big, big queer.
Are you pumped?
I'm a punk?
Yeah.
Fucking LJ, Christ.
You goddamn gipping mank twat. Why not?
Because you're drunk all the time.
So much troll pussy.
You want me a troll pussy?
Ew. Dirty, dirty troll pussy.
What?
In your pussy, yes. That's right.
Your friend, Jake.
What? He's you guys.
He's your friend.
Whose friend?
Ziggy is your friend.
Hey, Jake.
Ziggy, my friend?
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, cool.
Hey, Ziggy.
Hey, Jake. Now you got no friends. Fuck you.
I'd rather have no friends than you guys.
Shit. I'd rather do a podcast by myself than rather do a podcast with you guys. Fuck you guys. You guys are stupid. I'm a comic of genius.
You finny geese. McGee.
McGee. Yeah, you are.
Alright, well, say, I don't want the bottle, and then he can go.
I want
the bottle. Alright, cool. I'll talk to you later, man.
See you, man.
See ya.
Loft. And that's Jake for this evening.
That was Jake. Yep. We're running quite long.
Yeah,
fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah, okay.
Well,
you should, because you have to fucking cut it.
Yeah, well, what else do I have to do?
Oh, we should ask Jake about this story. Fuck.
Yeah, I was thinking...
it could be a good, half-hour rant.
Yeah, then we don't want any heinous racism.
heinous anus racism? keep going. Let's do this.
It's 2010, I still can't believe I'm being discriminated against because I have brown skin, Humphreys told the Waikato Times newspaper.
Okay.
Now, I don't really know if this guy's a racist or not, but... as you said, like, maybe he wants a particular look for this film.
Yeah.
And it's not a racially motivated thing. It's just like
the way it's been described, or he envisions it.
Like, there's, you know, there's one black person on The Simpsons. Is anyone saying anything about that? I mean, just they wanted yellow people for that show.
Yeah.
That's a particular look they want. I know it's not real life, but I mean,
that's just the way it is.
There's no diversity in The Simpsons. Like, very rarely is there diversity. Like,
very rarely is there.
And you could look at look at the fact that the Asian people in The Simpsons are yellow as being racist. So it's really it's pointless. It's like,
complain about nothing, really.
If he was like, I don't want black people in this film because I hate them, or even just, I don't want black people in this film.
Like, she walked in and she's like, get out, nigger, sort of thing.
Although, to be fair, she's not even black, she's Pakistani.
But she's considered to have brown skin.
Yeah.
But then she, that could be like a racial motivated thing, like, she's Muslim, blew up the world.
If he says something like, I don't want Muslims in my film, something like that, alright, that's different. But he said,
you're too dark skin, basically.
Like, okay, maybe the way he said it was, maybe he shouldn't have told her that was the reason.
But elaborated sort of thing.
Yeah, maybe.
But then again, he could be a busy man, you know, he's got a lot of people to fucking see.
This is true, cast. Like, he's casting, like, if it's anything like Lord of the Rings, it's going to be huge. Yeah. So he's seeing a lot of people. He probably saw, maybe, he maybe saw 100 people that day, maybe more. You know? Boy. So he's got to try and get through these things. Like, I just don't think it was racially motivated.
No.
I don't think it was.
I don't think it should be taken that way either.
No.
Yeah.
But she started a Facebook group called "High Hobbits of All Colors Say No to Hobbit Racism."
Oh, Christ! She doesn't know, she the way that racism is just.
There's
around.
No context. There is no context to suggest that he
is racist.
Is racist at all?
The Hobbit, the actual movie, is racist.
Yeah, like,
fuck! It's supposed to be fucking England. Are there any black people natively from in England?
Yeah, this is England in what, like, the
fucking, or, like, you know, fantasy England.
But, yeah, even fantasy, fantasy England is, what, like, the 1500s or something like that?
Oh, what's the Shire? Like, it's an alternate universe, technically. But that sort of that sort of thing is always styled around fucking, like, medieval England.
Yeah, which, there were, like, no black people in England at that point, because, well, shit, like, I don't think America had black people until, like, the 1600s or something like that.
Until White decided,
like,
to go...
Like, far after medieval times.
Oh, well, 1600, what are you talking about? Well, America wasn't like around.
Yeah, but I mean, but like,
until they went and got their slaves and brought them back.
Yeah, but which was far after medieval times.
Yeah, far, far after.
And that's a completely different country. Like, I don't think even the English. I'm fairly sure. Yeah, it would have been like all whites at that point.
Yeah, but still, Tolkien was around, like, you know, and black people were around, sort of thing as well. He was writing like it was like 1800s, 1900s, something like that. So, but still, it's styled in a certain era.
I'm sure there will be black people in the film. I'm sure there will be. It's just like,
it's possible.
There's nothing to say
that this was a racially motivated.
Exactly.
It's pointless. It's a stupid endeavor.
Yeah, you said. The Waikato Times said video footage showed the casting agent telling people the audition, "We are looking for light skinned people. I'm not trying to be whatever. It's just the brief. You've got to look like a hobbit." So maybe I haven't read the book, so maybe there's a description in the book that says all the hobbits are of a particular skin tone.
Maybe, like, based upon, like, the first sort of Lord of the Rings, like, you know, films, like, I imagine, can't really recall, like, any, like, you know, dark-skinned or black hobbits, like, from the first, you know,
not Lord really, of the Rings. No, and then, again, because it's modelled on, like, yeah, like, medieval England.
Yeah.
In which I doubt there would have been any black people, or very, very few.
Yeah. Well, shit, slaves, that would have been about it.
Yeah. But what? So do you want some hobbit slaves in the movie? Is that what you're saying? Because that's,
you want to do slavery? That's possibly worse.
That's just like pretty much
implied racism in the casting.
Like, this may sound very ignorant, but as far as I know,
yeah,
in white culture at that point in time, the only black people around were slaves.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, I don't really know, but I'm fairly sure.
I could probably agree with that too. Yeah.
So
I can't really think of, like, any instance in which they wouldn't. Really.
And to bring that into a film like The Hobbit would be to make something out of a film that it isn't.
It's especially like a fantasy land, where slavery does exist, but, like, you know, that racial sort of...
It's not about
thing
color,
that we
it's,
have.
It's just... It just seems...
But then we get into, like, several things of, like, different races with hobbits, like, because they're fucking short people and, like, regular-sized people.
The same thing, like...
Still white.
Here's essential requirements for potential hobbits, including age, 16 to 80,
yep,
and height, below 170 centimetres for men, 158 centimetres for women.
Yeah.
So, what, is there any people who are, like, too tall, and now they're saying, oh, well, this is horrible, you know?
This is discrimination.
Yeah. It's not. They're,
They're going for a particular look.
Yeah.
And that's their right to do that.
Any private industry should be allowed to discriminate, discriminate, you know, fucking parentheses fucking everywhere.
Yeah, like...
In any way that they wish,
it's
really.
Not. It's not like a... It's not a publicly owned venture.
No.
It's not like there's shareholders in this film.
No. It's not like a government, yeah, like, run thing.
So, like, something like Safeway or whatever, they can't discriminate because they're, like... They're a publicly owned company, right? Like, they'd be shareholders and whatnot.
Probably, yeah. Well, yeah, they sell... They fucking...
Like, I'm not advocating discrimination. I'm just saying I don't think that's the case here.
No.
I don't think it... Well, there it is discrimination, but it's not racially motivated.
No, it's not like discrimination that's going to fucking affect the person's life sort of thing.
Like, on the surface, sure, it appears that it is racially motivated, but it is...
Fucking, yeah, take, like...
As
like
a as you said before, like,
an inkling of it.
We're looking for light-skinned people. I'm not trying to be, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the brief. You've got to look like a hobbit.
Yeah. Or we consider it to be what a hobbit looks like, basically.
I would love to be an extra, she said, but it just seemed like a shame because obviously...
Oh, fuck, you complain about being a fucking extra?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
But it just seemed like a shame because obviously hobbits are not brown or black or any other colour. They all look kind of homogenised beige and all derived from the Caucasian gene pool.
Oh, that's nice, thanks. Now she's fucking insulting white people. We're considered homogenised. We're fucking milk.
That's alright, yeah. That's okay. We did horrible things. We've done horrible things to black people. Not us personally.
So are the fucking Middle Easterns. God damn, fucking Babylonian. Oh, Babylonians would be the sort of era. But you know, fucking the Turkish and like way back fucking like in the middle of fucking ages and shit. They're fucking slave traders and shit through them. Spice traders and what the fuck, man?
Now, this is not to do with this argument, but this may seem unfair to Middle Eastern people, but since things like 9/11 and all the shit that's happened since then,
yeah.
You can't really blame people for being weary of a certain culture. Weary.
Not weary.
I'm weary. I'm weary right
You're
now.
Weary. That'd be weary.
Can't be weary because it's just...
Certain things are associated with certain bad events, and because of that, there is a stigma.
Like, shit, like...
There shouldn't be, but there is. You have to deal with it.
Well, shit, like, Middle Eastern people are associated with terrorism. Yeah. White people are associated with serial killers.
Serial killers, ignorance, racism, big mafia. Business corporations, yeah.
Like, what's it, is it blue-collar crime?
White-collar crime.
White-collar crime.
Blue-collar crime is, like, tradies.
Yeah.
Tradies going around fucking...
Stealing hammers and shit.
Giving people fucking shitty, like, fucking electrical fixings and shit, and then spitting in their tea. That kind of thing. Spitting in their tinnies. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. In Lord of the Rings, Tolkien described three races of hobbits inhabiting the Middle-earth fantasy world, which is a setting for the movie, including halflings who were browner of skin than the others.
Okay. They're not in fucking Hobbiton, necessarily, though. Is this supposed to be in Hobbiton, like the one sort of area?
I'm not sure. Yeah, well, it's a two-part sequel, so who's to say maybe this particular film... The first part,
because
I don't know if they're casting, you know, both or not.
Because hobbits were not necessarily just located to the Shire; they were fucking all spread out across Middle Earth. So they could have been a different part. You know, ones that live in fucking forest, ones that live in the Shire, ones that live in the fucking desert or something. I don't know.
But
it's ridiculous.
Again, like they're obviously going for a particular look. Don't be offended by that. It's their choice. They feel they want to. You know.
Yeah, that's the way that they want to go.
There's hundreds of other movies being made that you can try it as an extra for.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe she's disappointed that she didn't get tried for this film, but
.
I just don't think the point I'm trying to make, and I've said it a few times, I just don't think it's racially motivated.
No.
I think he just
he has like a certain set of instructions of what he's looking for.
Yeah.
It might be Jackson's directorial image or like, you know, whatever.
His vision. He's trying to cast his Peter Jackson's vision as best he can. Because he would have been
close to what he thinks.
He would have been given instructions.
Yeah.
So
blame Peter Jackson.
Yeah, Peter Jackson is a filthy racist, yeah. And he's from New Zealand.
He also burns crosses in front of black people's houses and says get out here, and then hangs them from trees.
Yeah,
yeah. Makes really bad jokes.
Yeah.
This is a giant ape joke.
The Wingnut spokesman. Wingnut is Peter Jackson's production company, okay. I believe.
Wingnut.
Hold on, I'll see if it says. Yeah, Wingnut is Peter Productions, Peter Jackson Production Company. Spokesman said anyone who met the height and age criteria is free to audition, regardless of skin color. I just have the feeling that this guy who was doing the casting, I don't
think you would just decide
on the fly.
Well, I think they. I don't think they want people with brown skin.
No. I think he must have been given some kind of directive.
Well, like, you know,
like, look for people like,
again
this.
He may have, like, you know, watched Lord of the Rings and he'll be like, oh, so that's what a hobbit is.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe
be like, yeah, just fucking assume things from prior fucking iterations of them.
Now, the last time I watched Lord of the Rings, I watched all three of them on the day that Return of the King came out.
Yeah.
Whenever that was, 2006 or
Do you remember any black hobbits?
I don't, is what I was getting to. Yeah. I don't. And
you remember any black people in that movie at all, actually?
No,
besides,
actually.
Like, maybe the orcs? Like, they were, like, the only thing closest... They were the closest thing to, like, another race. Or, like, you know, something that didn't look vaguely human.
Yeah.
Or, well, actually, no, it's not necessarily... Like, that's really, actually, really, really bad. that's actually really terrible.
You holy shit.
where's Jake when we need him to actually say that instead of me?
Playing lounge, joking off.
No, like, the only thing, like, the only thing that, could be considered, like... Not a white race, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
All the other races are like, look as though they should be white race, or not necessarily look as though they should be white, just are white races.
It brings us to something you said before. They it's modelled, it's always modelled on, yeah, like medieval England.
Yeah.
Which as, this could be completely ignorant, but as far as I know, the only black people around at that time, yeah, I know, you're a piece of shit.
I tried to save it.
Were slaves.
Yeah.
And as I said, you don't want to bring that into a film like this because it's
yeah.
people.
It's fantasy.
People watch movies like this to escape. It's escapism. If they want,
I mean, you
can
have it, but then it's just setting.
It's just like, yeah, but people don't want to see that when they go to see that.
I don't think Tolkien ever wrote about, like, you know, and then we got all the black people rounded them up into a circle and then hung them from a tree.
Yeah, exactly.
And or like, you know, we got them to shine our shoes, or we got them to pick cotton.
Look, I think we're digging ourselves into a hole, so maybe we should just go away from this, but.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
think...
Well,
I dug myself, like, into a hole and fucking fell at the bottom of the earth, but that's not...
Oh, yeah, I think there's going to be calls for you to quit.
Yeah, yeah. By Jake.
Yeah.
That wasn't racist. I'll show you racist.
Yeah, let me do the podcast. Let's show you some fucking heinous racism.
Through some fucking heinous hate about people.
Fucking niggas! What
was it? There was this, like, one argument I was reading, like, in regards to fucking Red State. Like, you know, I don't know how it came about, sort of thing, but they eventually, like, mentioned the idea, the concept of... Based upon race, is it theoretically possible that, due to the race, is it possible that these people have a lower intelligence or things? Because it has been proven, right, that black people have higher chances of heart disease, right? So why is that not applicable for any other, like, you know, like things like such as, yes, mental development or whatever, you know? Why is that get so stigmatized? Because it's... I'm not saying, like, I don't believe that it is possibly considered racist. It's a possible medical fact.
What does this have to do with red state?
Oh, I don't know how the fuck they got into it. Like, are people looking down, like, from red states and blue states, sort of thing?
Oh, so we're not talking about Kevin Smith from Red State.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like, they're, like, talking about, like, red states and blue states.
Who was?
On the IMDb forums or some shit. They're talking about, like, you know, red states, do red states look down on blue states, sort of thing, right? And, like, you know, comparing, like, you know, red states having higher intelligence or whatever the fuck, right?
Yeah.
Could that theoretically be true with races, sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Or become, like, discrimination and racism and then, like, ooh, because of, you know, everybody's equal and shit. But it has been proven, like, in one instance, why can't, like, you know, that possibly be expanded and, like, you know, researched upon and see if this holds any water at all? You know?
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't see why that should be, yeah.
It
limits you, like, this kind of fucking...
It comes back to what we were talking
shit.
About earlier. We just live in such a sensitive age.
Yeah.
That no one wants to say anything that might offend someone.
No one wants to say anything that could be bad.
Yeah.
You know.
Just...
Fuck PC.
Yeah.
Fucking hate political correctness. It's stupid. Yeah. The bane of logic and intelligence. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear. Being able to think freely. Oh, dear. Oh, well. Think freely to not do a point anyway.
Alright, fuck. And now, it's time for Cover to Cover with Damien Rogers and the Dirty Racist Ray Sigler.
Yeah, well, fuck you, I'm your stupid looking face.
Oh, well. I built a podcast richness of this face.
Yeah, well, I can be horrible and hateful now because I've said something that's probably going to haunt me forever, so fuck you.
You must
fuck you in your stupid face.
Oh, well.
Anyway, this is Don't Stop Believing by Journey, motherfucker.
That was Journey's Don't Stop Believing. And now, here's the cover.
This is the cover by Northern Kings.
Yeah, that was covered by Northern Kings.
Yep. A band from Finland.
Did you play the chorus of that one? We got it.
Still figuring out.
I'm editing.
Yep.
Well, as you can tell, the Northern Kings one is very much more like a symphonic power metal sort of cover.
Yes.
Whereas Journey version is
aren't all the singers from fucking Northern Kings fucking power metal vocalists, more or less?
Pretty well, except for JP, who was a gothic metal singer.
Yeah, Charon.
Charon.
Fuck you. Fucking angel, fucking shit. Is Charon an angel or some shit?
Charon's the ferryman.
Oh, yeah, the fucking...
Takes you across the River Styx.
Yeah, the River Styx, yeah. You put the pennies on the eyes, and the two coins on the eyes to paste the ferryman.
Whereas the Journey version is very much more like a pop rock.
Power ballad,
pop rock sort of deal. I love them both.
Oh, they're fucking fantastic.
But,
songs.
I think I probably prefer the Northern Kings one a little bit.
Okay.
Just because I'm much more of a metal man myself.
Fair enough.
But both versions are fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
It's sort of a mood thing, actually, depending on which one I want to listen to. Sort of what I'm in the mood for at the time.
Yeah.
But, Northern Kings version, definitely more driving.
Stronger, a lot stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're more of a driving force behind it.
Yeah.
But
then, I suppose the Journey version can be considered a lot more melancholic, maybe, at points.
Yeah, this is true. The Journey version makes me think the song itself is
makes you think
sort of very nostalgic to me.
Oh, yeah.
In part because, it always makes me think now of the last scene of The Sopranos.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just seems like a very nostalgic song, like, especially for someone who, if you grew up in the 70s or 80s, it'd be much more so because, you'd remember things back then. It's sort of like it seems like the sort of song like Have You Ever Seen the Rain by I'm not sure if that's the song title. Is that the song title? Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
I think so.
Yeah, by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Yeah. And that's the same sort of deal. It seems like it'd be a very nostalgic song for a lot of people.
I imagine CCR in general would be very nostalgic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Swamp Rock. Or fucking Freebird
by Bad Moon Rising. Yeah, like Freebird
be like a motherfucker.
Especially for rednecks, I imagine Freebird would be so nostalgic. Sitting around in huge drinking beers.
Fuck, I think it's the Korean one. That fucking Freebird's a fucking great song.
Oh, Freebird is awesome.
Yeah.
I might actually do that sometime. I want to do that and the Bronx Cusker Company cover.
Ah, yeah. That'd be cool. So different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright. That it, or do you want to do that, or what?
No, this is too depressing.
Okay, fair enough then.
We've already had enough seriousness.
Yeah,
I'm like running quite long, so
fuck it.
It's gonna be probably nearly an hour and 50 by the time I put this song in the show. All
right, we're done.
All right, well that's all the evidence for this week. I'm Damien Rogers.
Rhys Siegler.
So yeah.
No mas.
Por favor.
No mas trabajo.
Bye.